Great day, everybody. Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. For those who are new to Ride University, you know, we do a quick, no more than 10-minute workshop on some aspect of starting, operating, and scaling your business. So for those who are looking to reach out to me, here's my email, omar@edacmorgan.com. You can also visit our website at edacmorgan.com as well. So Ride University, returning citizens inspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures. It's powered by Morgan State and EDAC and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So each time we come on, we share a quote. But before we get to the quote, we share a topic, and today we're going to focus on keeping your eyes open, and we're going to focus on industry trends. So here's the quote: the stylish kids on the street, they're the ones that set the trends. The designers see what they're doing and go and design their line and sell it back to the same kids. And it's like, why not go directly to the source? And that's from Rihanna. We need to reach those kids too so that they can create their own brand. But nonetheless, while you are focusing on your business, trends are happening. So if you are a solo entrepreneur, even a two-person entrepreneur, someone has to keep an eye on what's happening in your industry. So we have some tools. Today, we're going to focus on three things. One, how to find your industry, what industry you're in. Who's on your team that's going to be responsible for collecting data or information about the industry. And then some resources to help you identify some trends in your industry. So let's do this. We're going to stop this and we're going to actually go to the website. And the website we're going to is the census. Yep, the census, the government, federal government, they have a number of resources around industry trends and what's happening in the economy. So we're going to focus on, since I know one, clothing industry, and we're going to focus on, there we go, cut and sew apparel contractors. So now you know that this is your industry. So you would put over here in this box what industry you're in. So you can type whatever your industry is, and it will drill down on where you are. So it's going to be important to know what this number is. So when we go to other databases, you'll have an opportunity to do that. Or you can just do this, cut and paste, and go to a search engine, put in NAICS. Oops, put in NAICS. All right, so that's the website there. Then there's a whole bunch of other websites. You have to comb through this to figure out which ones are best for you, to get to give you a basic understanding of the industry. So I'll just click on NAICSAskKodiak.com. And this just tells you more information about the industry. And then it gives you more information that you can drill down into. It's a whole lot, y'all. But you don't have to drill down to all this. I mean, if you know that you're in apparel cut and sew contractors, then you know 315-210 is your NAICS code, and you can find information based off of that. So it gives you some insurance industry mappings. But, you know, I got some other resources for you. So let's go back to where we are. So before we even get to that, so now we know what industry we're in, you know, using our NAICS code. Now, who on the team is going to be responsible for this? I mean, I'm assuming right now it's you. So you have to figure out, you know, what are some of the things that you're going to do to keep track of these trends? You know, I didn't put one up here. So another resource, or now, since we're going to talk about resources, let me just do this real quick, I don't know if you remember, I did a workshop on putting together your advisory team. So your advisory team, you know, those individuals who are working alongside with you, you meet with them on a quarterly basis. Those individuals can be the eyes and ears about your industry as well. Some put an advisory board or what I call a brain team, and they can offer you some feedback on what's happening with your what's happening with your industry. But nonetheless, you can do this as well. So I'm going to go to, here we go, Google. So Google Alerts, you just type in Google Alerts. And what Google Alerts does is they monitor the web for you. So you have to put in exactly what you're looking for. So it's already populated some of the things that I'm keeping track of, ATM business, collegiate entrepreneurship, whatever you're looking to do, you can put in here. So let's put in our apparel. Well, it was cut and sew. It was cut and sew. So let me get rid of the NAICS code here. So cut and sew contractors, create alert. So it created my alert, and then you have to look at it. How often do you want it? Do you want it at least once a day? Do you want it as it happens? At most once a day. So you have to figure out where, how often you want it. Then where do you want it? Do you want it, of course, the United States? Well, you may want it somewhere else. You know, so you have to figure out that as well. Do you want all results or only the best results? And then where do you want to deliver? Do you want to deliver to your email or do you want to deliver to an email specific to industry trends? So that keeps you up to date on what's happening with your industry. So I'm going to get rid of that. Another resource, this is a paid resource. However, if you go to the free libraries, wherever you are, you will get access to this at no cost. So I would travel there first, or if you go to a university, they will have a subscription to IBIS World. And as you see, I put the information in here, cut and sew manufacturers in the United States. So I'm just going to click on it. And it gives you a nice, nice report. But again, you have to have a paid subscription for this, or go to the free library and you'll get access to this information. Breaks down the cut and sew industry in the United States. It gives you some information about what's happening and gives you trends where this industry is going. I love this particular database. So if you're looking to do some research, let me see if we can see a Oh, no, I saw it. There we go. You saw how much it costs. All right. So, but again, it's free at the public library. So here is what you'll get. Industry operating conditions, industry market size, a SWOT analysis. We've done the SWOT analysis before. If you haven't seen the SWOT analysis, go back and look at that. So this is, you can see I'm excited about this, yeah. It's really a good resource to really understand what's happening in your particular industry. So that's it. You know, hopefully that was helpful to really help you stay abreast on what's happening. One, identifying your industry, who's on your team that's going to do that, and then what resources are available to make that happen. So as you know, we have all of these resources from a podcast to entrepreneurship boot camps, one-on-one business counseling, specialized training. And then, of course, you have resources at Morgan State University. So reach out to us. Again, we're on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. And edacmorgan.com is the website. And my email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. I'll see you next time.
This is Mixed Media Production.